Welcome to Two Old Guys on the Back Porch. I am Steve Scotch. And we have the lovely and talented Kat. That's C-A-T, casting a spell. Kat, what's happening?
Hey, how y'all doing? We can be found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all your premier podcast platforms. We also can be found on Facebook and Instagram. We found either one of us goofballs on TikTok. We'll TikTok to you. We're going to shout out two towns here in the United States, more like the Western region, I guess. First is Rupert, Idaho. Rupert, Idaho is known as Christmas Town USA due to its festive holiday spirit and events. With its historic Wilson Theater and Town Square, its status as a hub of food production, the nation's largest sugar beet processing plant, and major cheese making facility. Our other town is Reno, Nevada. Spectacular Lake Tahoe and large concentration of ski facilities in the world.
Yes.
Within a 50-mile radius, biking, camping, hunting, fishing, mountain climbing. And don't forget, Reno, Nevada was known as the divorce capital of the world in the 1930s to the 1960s because it had a liberal divorce laws and short 6-week residency requirement allowed people from other states to obtain a quickie divorce.
Quickie.
Giving y'all a round of applause.
Gotta love the quickie. All right. Alcohol is here on the back porch to stay. You know, you're not drunk if you can lie on the floor without holding on. Today, I'm having a vodka martini. I know the gin is the way to go, but
It's the right way to go.
I know, but the vodka one goes down so smooth. Easy to make. I love olives. Kat, what you sipping?
I'm just going to have me a gin and tonic, of course, with my favorite aviation gin.
Oh, I thought we were going to do Hendrix.
Nope, we did aviation.
Did we slice a lime?
Yes,
lime. All right, then it's sweet like you, babe.
Thanks,
all right,
doll.
Water, H2O. A vital part of our everyday life. We need the H2O to survive. We drink it. We bathe in it. We cook with it. We swim in it. We fill our bongs with it. We have to have water. So why do we keep screwing with it? I don't understand. Locally, around here, we've had issue after issue with the water. This was, what, 4, 5, 6 months ago?
Start off the new year, and the new mayor, his first problem.
The city of Richmond has to be one of the worst-run cities in America. I don't know where they rank at, but it's got to be somewhere in the lower tier.
The accounts payable alone is a disaster.
Don't get me started on that. The city, they had pumps go down, generators go down. Left thousands of people and businesses without water. Shortly after that, they dumped, fluoride? They dumped too much fluoride in the system. And the end result was what? Nothing. If you live in the city of Richmond, when you turn the faucet on, you just hope the water comes out. And it's safe to use.
Well, the problem was it also affected the two other counties. Our son was on the boil water alert over the in Hanover.
Yeah,
and Henrico was having problems.
Right. There's two counties tied into the water system with Richmond, and everybody got screwed. So now the two counties are trying to break away
right
from the city of Richmond. Get away from them. Here's another. Hopewell.
Oh,
is another horribly run city here in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Emphasis on common. These idiots out there, they dumped sewage in the James River this year. And somebody tallied it at 1 million gallons of sewage got dumped into a river out here. And the response was, don't eat the fish. Okay.
And what really makes me question is Hopewell had a history. Hello, Keypone, back when we were kids.
Oh, I forgot about
and
that.
And the DuPont company.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, big biz just dumping shit in the river.
That was back in the 70s.
There was a Richmond band called Keep Home. Okay. They
I'm sure they played at the Flood Zone.
I saw them. All right. And there's a county north of here. This is just an air hood, right? So who the hell knows what's going on where you live? Where you live? The county of Caroline. Now, some of their residents had brown water coming out of their taps, courtesy of a company called Aqua Virginia. Now, evidently, the joke of a water supplier called Aqua Virginia did some kind of water main repair and didn't flush the line afterwards. So everyone got a big dose of brown water coming through their pipes. And as typical of lots of businesses these days, the residents called Aqua Virginia and no one answered, believe it or not. Push one, push two, you're 39 in the queue. And then they told their customers, just go to the website for updates. Okay, you got brown water coming out of your faucet, and go to the website and see what's up. I mean, what a freaking joke. We had a news story not long ago saying that the E. coli count in the James River that runs right through the city of Richmond was high. And what are we doing?
That river is littered with 20-somethings laying on rocks right beside the river during the summertime.
It's a good place to hang. Catch a buzz, hang on the rocks. But now it's like, don't put your toe in there. We fished the Rappahannock, Piankatank River most of my life. And Kat and I gave it a good run for years. But friends I know who still travel these waters say, it's crickets out there. They can't catch anything. I'm like, what the hell is going on with their water supply? You know, from your Department of Utilities, where you have to pay for this shit, right, every month. And what are we doing to our rivers and bays trying to keep them healthy? Nothing. That's the answer. The so-called Prez we have now wants to get rid of the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. That's a good idea. Let's just let big biz just dump whatever they want in the river and say, fuck it.
No bueno.
You know, hell, out here, we've got a well. And air water is garbage, okay? You can't drink this shit coming out the ground.
If we could give the deer and the fox in the backyard filtered water, we do. But the pets love the filtered water for the fridge because it's cold and it's filtered and it's so good.
Our dog's 8 years old and he's drank bottled water since he got here. That's how bad this shit is. The dog. Okay, we just brought this up because it just seems like the last few years it's been like story after story of cities facing issues with their water supply.
A lot of it is they're not replacing their infrastructure. Biden did a great infrastructure bill, and a lot of people don't give him credit. But
I do. You ride through these towns and cities out here, you can't get through. There's a construction crew in the middle of every street out here trying to do something. But Kat's right. I kind of worked in the construction utilities area for a while, and Kat's right, the cities have decaying infrastructure. A lot of these water lines were put in the ground like 50, 60 years ago.
Right.
And the cities, they have not used their tax money in a positive way and replaced these water lines. And, you know, you also have the old dogs, the 60, 70-year-old cats who worked in the Department of Public Utilities. They've retired,
right,
moved on, and now their replacements, they don't know what they're doing, and they really don't give a damn.
They're playing dominoes as the city burns,
they're
basically
looking at their phone. All right, let's roll right into One Tough Awesome Lady. All right, it is Caroline Norton. Born in 1808 from London, England, Caroline Norton was an English social reformer and author. Now, this was the 1830s, and her husband was beating her, and she left to get a divorce. Well, guess what? Back then, a woman had very little control over their life. Caroline Norton was denied a divorce, denied access to her children. Caroline Norton decided to put up a fight through intense campaigning and a letter to Queen Victoria. Parliament passed the Custody of Infants Act, 1839, the Matrimonial Causes Act, 1857, and the Married Women's Property Act, 1870, all of which gave women more rights and more power concerning their children and their earnings.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, that I'm not chattel, and you can't tell me what to do with myself after we're no longer together. I mean, that's just basically human rights.
And Caroline Norton put a change to all of it. That makes Caroline Norton one tough, awesome lady. Look her up. Did we watch something?
We watched something, and I watched it last weekend, and I went down a rabbit hole there on YouTube called Ultra Trail Running.
I saw it. Stop it.
And if I could physically do it, it would probably be the best sport for me. Because
your ankles will never survive it.
No, they won't. I won't. I'll be honest. I couldn't do it. Because, see, all you do is just run and see beautiful scenery. And, you know, the problem with me is I would like to stop and take photographs of the beautiful, beautiful scenery as I'm running by it. Anyway, the main thing we watched was UTMB, Ultra Trail du Mont Blanc. It's this famous trail race. There's three of them. The first one is 50 kilometers. The second one's 100 kilometers. And the third one's 100 miles, which is really 107 miles to be exact. And it's a trail that goes all the way. It's down what you would call the rooftop of Europe, called the big mountain there is Mont Blanc. And you would go, as you're running this route in the Alps, you're going crossing into France, Italy, and Switzerland. And it is exciting to think of a human being running for 100 miles. It just boggles the mind. And this is like, for trail running, it is like ultra trail running. It's like the ultimate, it's like their Super Bowl, really, because it's all the best trail runners from all over the world are trying to do this. And we here in the United States do have some, and it's one question people ask about it, does anybody die? Because some of the running
Anybody die?
Yeah, because, you know, think of it, you're running in the dark with a headlamp on, maybe a waist lamp, down a black trail on a mountain.
Oh, what I saw you watching, there's no flat land on this thing. It's up and down and roots and rocks. It's kind of rough.
Anyway, the first 17 years they had zero, but now they suffered two deaths back in the past 2 years. But there's your answer. Anyway, it's just an incredible thing to watch because just the energy, you know, it isn't a thing, and it's on YouTube. So you watch it, you know, it's for hours and hours and hours. You might catch up later to see the ending, or, you know, there's a part where they're basically running in the dark. They're not really broadcasting then. Then you catch up on it later.
What possesses someone to do this?
They have to be driven. One guy, Jim Walmsley, who won, let's see, this year he won the shortest one,
What's the shortest one?
The 50K race.
How many miles is that? Like 36?
Yeah.
All right, I can do that one.
You think you could do that one. Anyway, Jim Walmsley, he got drummed out of the Air Force in some cheating scandal, ended up after the Air Force going to Flagstaff and took up running. And he started and just, he won the thing years ago, and he won this year's race, the shortest one, the 50K.
I'm going to call
and
it
a healthy... And it's so cool, because he tried to do... He tried several times. He had a lot of did-not finishes on his previous attempts. Then he gets married. He and the wife go and move to France to figure out how to run in the Alps. Just move your whole life there to learn how to do that.
It's called addiction.
It's addiction. Okay. The most famous American that is doing it, and she's probably the best, is Courtney DeWalter. Now, this year, she tried her best. She looked really bad.
She was up in second and third and then faded.
Yeah. She ended up coming 10th. But you got to remember,
that's
she
great.
She has won the race before 2019, 2021, 2023. She won the ultimate 100-mile race. But before that, she had already won the two other prestigious races here in the United States, Western
Trying
States.
Trying to get the Triple Crown.
Western States and Hard Rock. She's that good. That's why every, you know, I would say, one morning we woke up and I'm like just looking, okay, give me 5 minutes to figure out where Courtney is on the course. I'll let you watch whatever you want to on ESPN.
She faded back. Oh, no. Just to finish the thing is a win.
Yeah. There's one guy I follow on TikTok. His name is Andy Glaze. He was running it. And, of course, he's not there in the top three or whatever, but he's with everybody else climbing the mountains. And it's just, he was, you know, there's a part of the time you're going, usually towards the end, where you start hallucinating.
If you watch this, what Kat's talking about, these people are going up goat trails. I'm not kidding. This is no paved path. It's just rock and roots and dirt, and it's insane.
It's insane, but they love doing it. And, of course, there's little aid stations as they go along. And if you want to, you know, the ultra running trail season usually starts in the spring here in the United States. And there are some bigger races, and they'll have it on YouTube. You can watch them live, just like we did the UMTB. Anyway, it's towards the end of the summer. It's the UMTB. Check it out next time.
All right, all that running, I'm so thirsty. Did we make a cocktail?
We made a cocktail, and this is a blueberry lemonade gin fizz. It's a fourth of a cup of blueberries, 2 ounces of gin, lemon juice, simple syrup, and I'll put a little seltzer.
What is a fourth of a cup of blueberries?
It's a measurement.
You grind them up?
No, you put them in the fourth of a cup measure and then put them into the thing to mash them up.
Oh, okay. Let's give it a go. Kind of looks like pink lemonade with little blueberries. That's freaking good.
That is good.
Damn.
That's a repeat.
That's a keeper.
That's a good one.
What's it called?
Blueberry lemonade gin fizz.
Oh, thank you, babe.
You're welcome.
All right, this week we bumpered in with a band called, actually a lady called Rosalie. Mm-hmm. Who is Rosalie Middleton, but known as Rosalie. 42 years old from North Kakalaki. She was one of 7 kids. Parents are deadheads. So, of course, music, right, was right. Always around the house. So Rosalie decided to give it a go. Got her first notice. She was first noticed with her work with a band from, I think, Omaha bass band called Mode Sound, had an album in 2021 called No Medium. It was very good. It's one of those records, you listen to it, the more you listen, it kind of creeps into you, like it. Then Rosalie released her album, Bite Down, last year, 2024. It is a good one. The song we were bumpered in with today is called Rewind from that album. Go to iTunes and download it now. Check out Rosalie wherever you get your music. I want to thank everybody for hanging out on the back porch. We'll see y'all down the road.
See ya.